This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 760. Thank you, KMC. I was having a pretty bad day. Just got in my truck on my way to work listening to y'all. Turn my day around. Thank you for putting a smile back on my face. And I totally understand that because last week I walked into a bar with a pair of jumper cables and the bartender goes, "Hey, don't be starting anything."
I knew it was a joke because you don't go into bars. You go to places where they sell illegal drugs, and we've tried
what
to work
the hell?
On you with that.
All right, Corey has got a trade update for us.
The New Orleans Saints have moved on from Marshawn Lattimore, sending him to the Washington Commanders for a third rounder and more. Yeah, we'll find
like
out
DJ
what the more
Moore?
Process is there.
No, I think they mean
Kellen Moore.
No. Perhaps more compensation draft-wise.
Extra. Yeah, so that's a team that's recognizing that they have a quarterback. Their head coach has turned everything around in there. They feel like they can legitimately win this division. And they said, we stink at stopping people from throwing on us. We got to figure out how to fix that. And so they said, we got to go get a shutdown corner. And they go and get Marshawn Lattimore, who had a lot of interest from what we're seeing.
Yeah.
My first question to you guys, this is a crazy trade here.
Because it's Mike asks all the football questions.
The Bengals have traded for Herbert.
What? Khalil Herbert?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Khalil Herbert is who
they
had
Herbert and Burrow now.
He's 10th in broken tackle
right now
since 2022.
Is it Hebert?
Bobby no, Hebert. I think it's because
it says Herbert. It says Bengals trade for Herbert.
For half a second, I really thought you meant Justin Herbert, and I was like, "What?"
I got
so,
you.
Mission accomplished.
No, it's
Mike.
Bears running back.
Okay,
Herbert, because Moss is down.
Yes.
Okay. My first football question, and you can break in, Corey, if there's more trades coming down. I will say this. There's more trades in the last few years than there has been in decades.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Teams do, I guess they helped out salary cap-wise to make these more tradable.
Yeah.
All right, right now, the Cowboys have the 11th pick in the draft. Right behind them, picking 12th, would be the Colts at 4-5. And there's other teams at 4-5. The Cowboys are at 3-5. The 10th pick in the draft right now goes to the New York Jets. Do you think at the end of the year, the Cowboys will have a worse record than the Jets?
No. Yes, I think they'll have the same record as the Jets.
Oh, interesting. I just don't know how many games. They're already a bad team.
I'm going to put an X next to yours as they don't move up a spot.
Okay.
Okay, so this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to see where you guys think they're going to move up to. Next team, Tennessee Titans. Will the Cowboys have a worse record than the Titans?
No.
No.
Okay. Will the Cowboys have a worse record than the Miami Dolphins?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Okay. Will they have a worse record than the New York Giants?
No.
No.
Okay. Will they have a worse record than the Las Vegas Raiders?
No.
No.
Okay. Will they have a worse record than the Cleveland Browns? They hold the tiebreaker, so if you say it's tied, then the Cowboys.
This is tough. Because Jameis comes
they're
in.
They're 2-0. All
awesome.
These teams, by the way, picks 1-7 are all 2-7 right now.
I don't think so
they
either.
They all have the same record.
Okay. I'll say no.
Okay, so both say no to Cleveland. Carolina Panthers, that's an easy one. They're horrible. New Orleans Saints, I guess if they have the same record, then you move ahead of them.
Will the Saints ever win again? Like, now they're shipping off pieces.
Man, that's true. So I'm going to say no to them as well.
Okay. Jacksonville and New England.
No. Jacksonville is a mess.
So Now I'm going to ask you this really quick question here, Kevin. You have them being better than all 10 teams that are ahead of them. Now, I think they're going to lose their next four games.
Or at least even with.
Yeah. Is the
team. Well, I think they're going to lose their next three games, and then they'll beat New York.
Okay.
Can I add something to this Commanders conversation? Thank you, Alec, for this. The GM, Adam Peters. Isn't he the guy from, did he come from the Golden State Warriors? He turned Jahan Dotson into Marshawn Lattimore. During the offseason, they traded Dotson for a third rounder, and then they took the third rounder and flipped it for Marshawn Lattimore. That is called savvy.
Yeah, that is impressive. Business.
So Corey has them moving up two spots by the end of the year. So Corey, you have them picking ninth overall. You had them moving up over, you said the Jets and Miami would end up having a better record than the Cowboys. Kevin, you said either tied or nobody. Yes. So you have them as, I'll just put right now, picking 11th. I will ask you the teams that are 4-5 right now, the Colts, the Bengals, the Buccaneers, and the Seahawks. Are they going to have a better record than any of those teams that are all 4-5?
I don't think so. Like, I think where they are now is kind of where I think they'll be in that 6-11, 7-10-ish range.
So you have them as the 9th overall pick. You have them as the 11th overall pick. I ask you this question based off of, if you've heard G-Bag Nation, we're not going to have time to replay the argument, but right around 9-11 could be where the running back from here / Boise State is going to be picked. Okay, maybe he goes a little bit higher and it doesn't become a deal, but right around 10, it could get interesting. Will you be upset or excited today if the Cowboys take the number one running back in the draft?
I think I'll be excited. I understand all of the football reasons I should be upset. I'm not disputing any of Eric's points, but this kid looks unfreaking believable.
I wouldn't be upset about it at all. And my reason being is because you're at the top of the draft every round, too. So I think that they're going to continue adding quality players at the top of those rounds. Whenever they've had these opportunities to be there, they usually do pretty well. So I think that, like, listen, man, give me a good running back. Give me somebody that I can get excited about. If there's something better there, I'm going to be upset about it, right? If I'm looking at him going, no, there's something even better than that, then I'm going to be upset. But no, I'll be perfectly fine with it.
I could be wrong here, but looking at this tankathon where teams are picking, there is not a first-round pick traded in this year's draft. Everybody has their pick.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That feels unlikely,
too,
right?
Usually there's like three or four teams that have multiple picks and two or three teams that don't have a pick because they've traded picks. But as of right now, unless I'm wrong and somebody can correct me, everybody has their pick. There are no picks in the 2025 draft in the first round that have been traded.
That would be wild.
I find that very interesting. All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be a Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott question.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm just going to, I think you guys are going to agree with me on this, 10 being like the best, Patrick Mahomes. He's a 10 on the 1 to 10 scale of a quarterback. You can name whatever horrible quarterback.
Sure.
Now, I'm not trying to take a shot at Trey Lance here, but like, let's say Trey Lance comes to mind as like a 1 right now.
Okay.
Where do you have Dak Prescott on a 1 to 10 scale in quarterback, like tier or rankings, however you want to do it, 10 being the best, being Patrick Mahomes? And where do you have Cooper Rush? How big of a drop-off is there between Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush?
Significant.
All right, well, give me your number on Dak, where he is on your board, and where Cooper Rush is on a board.
If I had Dak, I don't know, if I had him ranked right now, I would have him ranked in the 20s. He's what?
I hear what he's saying.
Okay.
I'm going to let him go here and then just give me a 1 to 10 scale.
Okay, I'll give him a 7.
All right, 7 out of 10.
Agreed.
And okay, so I have Cooper Rush as a 2.
I have Cooper Rush as a 4.
Okay, Yeah, I was thinking about having Cooper Rush as a five, and I might be overranking him. I think two is like probably shouldn't be in the NFL.
I think he's going to be exposed with this team. I think that this team is not good. And Dak looked terrible behind them, and I think Cooper Rush is going to look even worse behind this offensive line.
Okay.
And the fact that this defense can't do anything to help him out either, I just do not have any hope at the moment.
Kevin, your opinion here is closer as a 7-4. It's not close.
No.
But it's closer than 7-2.
True.
Corey, I'm speaking for you, but also I listened to you there. You're kind of saying Cooper Rush might not be an NFL quarterback, like a backup. If you're a 2 out of 10, you're like cuttable and maybe out of the league next year. Is a 7-4. Does that scare you that you're paying the most for a quarterback that's a 7 on your board of 10?
Absolutely.
And you said that, but we've said that previously.
Going into it, that terrifies me. It really, really does. And the fact that you went so far over what had been the previous high market, like the previous high was 55, and we're like, we're 60. That scares me too. I don't love the way that came together at all, but there's nothing we can do about it.
In a way, are you hoping the Cowboys get smeared the next 3 games so you feel better about Dak Prescott? Because what if in some crazy world, and I do not think they're doing this, they go 2-1 and they average 25 points in these 3 games. And you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
To me, I would be like, holy cow, there's not much of a drop off. Corey, I think in a way you're hoping that Cooper Rush is pathetic.
Not really.
Because then it makes Dak go, look, this isn't Dak's fault at all.
If they did that, the whole team turned around. Not just the quarterback, the whole team, because they're giving up the booty every week, but they're also giving it up on the offensive line. Dak's running for his life most of the time. You know what I mean? Cooper Rush is going to run for his life and be okay? That's what I'm saying is the team is that poor. So if they turn it around and start doing something like that, that tells me that the entire thing changed. And I don't know what the reason was for it other than maybe do they love Cooper Rush more, or do they all get their S together because they just got their quarterback injured. That's what it would tell me. And I'm still trying to figure out, like, this is a dude, he didn't play in 2020. He's 2 years, $5 million contract with the Cowboys. Well, I didn't know that I guess because the Cowboys overpaid for the backup. That must be the reason.
See, and I don't think they overpaid for the backup. The thing that I don't like about this is he's out of contract after this year. So if he shows he was amazing, I kind of wish he was under contract for another year. So then you could try to deal him or figure something out there. But if he plays amazing, you need to hope he plays amazing enough to get them back in the playoffs, or else you're just killing your draft pick.
I also got to figure out, is he going to, CeeLamb is his key weapon. And CeeLamb was his best receiver, I believe, the year that he did what he did too, right? When he won was 4-1.
Yeah.
Because CeeLamb like kind of had the coming out party then. I'm very interested to see if he can do that with Jalen Tolbert and Jonathan Mingo and Kevontae Turpin. If he can make those guys better. I don't know.
Off of Jerry Jones's comment that the worst decision he ever made was letting go of Wade Phillips when all 31 teams decided to never hire him as a head coach. Thanks for that, Jerry. Like, it was such a mistake. All the NFL teams were telling you such a mistake. None of them hired him as a head coach. That's amazing to me. Does Jerry, even though I don't think he's telling the truth on the Wade Phillips thing, he's just creating a new storyline for us to talk about. Do you think he feels that way about Dan Quinn? If he had to do it all over again, the day after losing to Green Bay, do you think he regrets not firing Mike McCarthy that day and hiring Dan Quinn as the head coach?
I think I do, because it seems like Jerry makes a lot of these decisions based on what are the results after the fact. Because when he mentioned Wade Phillips, he didn't just say it was such a huge mistake. He goes, this is a huge mistake. Because then he went on and won the Super Bowl. So I think he sees the success of Quinn right now.
Could have rehired him, by the way. He could have just fired Jason Garrett the next year and hired Wade Phillips back. Like, 3 years later, he could have done it. 5 years later, he could have done it. Wade Phillips was available the whole time as a head coach. How come you just didn't rehire him as the head coach?
Jerry, go ahead. Jerry never regrets anything. He never looks back at failures. Only looks back at the positives.
All right.
I mean, well, that is true that he only looks back at the positives. That does feel
correct.
I was
just thinking about the 7-2 Washingtons, and I know he paid a lot of money to have him as his defensive coordinator. Yeah. And there, I think people probably would have been upset that you're just keeping the defensive coordinator and elevating him to head coach. But I just wonder if he thinks that way about Wade Phillips, what does he think about the dude who left, has a rookie quarterback with a team that he thought he had more talent than, Jerry thought he had more talent than Washington, and a way better quarterback and a way better wide receiver and a way better pass rusher and way better all these things. And that dude's 7-2 in Washington.
Man. Somebody walks in with a really good vision and
I think we're
going to
hear
10
years from now how he's going to, well, I don't know if he'll be around. That's 90 something years old. But like, I just wonder if he's going to create this whole story about after the Green Bay game, what he should have done.
This text is interesting from the 214. Dak and Jerry are kind of like the 2024 election. I just can't wait till it's over so we can stop talking about them. So I think you're going to be disappointed because I agree that about the similarities. But what I would have said on the back half of that is they'll figure out a way to keep you talking about it.
Oh, like, the election.
Even when you think it's over. Same thing with the Cowboys. Yep. Even when you think it's over, they'll figure out a way.
Yeah, the draft's right around the corner.
By the way, isn't Wade Phillips alive today?
Yeah. Think so.
Why not hire him as the head coach? It's the worst mistake you ever made. He's still available.
Did he say he... Okay, okay.
Hire him today!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.